Is that a shower curtain behind you?
Oh, that's what I use at, when I kill a
Oh.
hooker. I lay it down on the
Oh, a
floor.
flowered shower curtain in the background.
Something to wrap up his victims.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
Of
right.
course. 5, 4, 3,
Go, Daddy.
two, one. Hello, everyone. Oh, wait. Welcome to season one, episode 70 something.
Nine.
Nine.
79.
Nine. This is nine. 79 of the Hate Napkin. I am your co-host, Daddy. Looking for a sugar baby? No,
This
I'm not your co-host.
is, by the way, 78. It's 78, by the way. Carla got it wrong. Carla from Burkhorn. We expect people from Burkhorn, Alabama, not to be able to count. But this is
I'm
definitely
Spartacus.
78.
Yeah, I don't know who Carla is. She's Spartacus. I'm Spartacus.
Paul, it's your
Paulie.
turn. You're supposed to say, no, I'm Spartacus.
No, I'm Thor.
No, you're not.
That's my
And I'm
last name.
laying down. I'm laying down the hammer.
You're Thor because of what I did to you last night.
I paid almost $100 for a Thor last night. Your
All
turn.
right, so season one, episode 70 of the Hate Napkin. I'm your co-host, Eric, joining me from the armpit of the devil's asshole, Columbia, South Carolina. And speaking of assholes, we're also joined by our sound engineer, Polly from Bali, who's in his corporate Antifa black hat.
I have been told by my health insurance company that being an asshole is not a pre-existing condition. It actually could come on suddenly. And I just want to say, with that in mind, I want to say, fuck you.
The last time I had an asshole come on strongly, I had to pay twice the going rate. All right, we're also joined by our special guest, Paul Lynde of the Center Square, without whom the show would be nothing, least of all the anti-penultimate rated podcast in the world.
Carla from Burnt Cuckoo.
Are those
Carla?
three K's? Are those three K's in Brinkhorn?
No, I'm pretty sure it was just a stutter.
Oh my God. Oh, and thank you for joining us once again.
Oh, for once, I'm the one who's the problem.
Okay, so this is a show where we talk about everything we hate except politics and religion because nobody wants to hear about that shit anymore. And if you talk about them here, you get put in the penalty box. Let's see. Does anybody have anything for the hate napkin today?
I
Yeah.
rarely kick it off. Can I kick it off?
Oh no. So we're gonna go straight to Carla.
I have a double,
Okay.
it's a double foul because I think this might be a penalty box worthy.
Right.
But I'm fucking tired of war movies. War movies, America glorifies war, and every other movie is a war movie. How great is war? War sucks. And holy shit, there's a war machine. It's Boeing. It's all of these fucking war companies making money. And you want me to see the new Tom Cruise movie? I don't want to see it. I don't want to see another movie glorifying war. I didn't want to see the first one. You want to see fireworks? This is what I think of war movies. There's your fucking fireworks. I don't want to see war movies anymore. No more war movies.
Actually, I love the anti-war movie that makes you sit through a war movie. Like, so All Quiet on the Western Front, classic book. It's now been remade, and I don't know how, but there's a recent remake of it now. But basically, you have to sit through what is a war movie to absorb the anti-war movie point.
I don't want to see war movies. It's not pleasant. Do you like them? Do either of you have a favorite war movie? And why are there so many goddamn war movies?
Oh, I love Catch 22, but that is the essential anti-war movie. I mean, you have to sit through a war
I thought that was a
movie.
book.
Yeah, and it's like a movie. It's a great movie. Yossarian, Alan Alda. So it's a
Alan Rickman. Yeah,
yeah, but satire is not a war movie. I mean, you that would be like calling
MASH.
Yeah, MASH. Alan Alda's brilliant.
I don't know. That seemed like a war movie to me. But like Platoon is an anti-war movie. So is
Yeah, but that's not a war movie. That's an anti-war movie. That's an anti-war show. That's actually what we should have more of. And you can only name two of them.
I love Bradley Cooper. He's a great actor. I've loved most of his movies. Chef is one of my favorite movies. I love Star is Born. But yeah, he made that movie called Sniper, and I won't watch it. I have no desire to
watch it either.
Yeah, I have no desire. And no matter how sympathetic a portrait he portrays, I have no desire to watch a movie about a man whose job was to pick off other people from a building, no matter how villainous and evil they were. I don't care. I'm not interested. And I'm really, frankly, not interested in anything, any movie about Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's as much politics as I'll ever say in this show. We're kind of tired of watching babies and senior citizens having their arms and limbs removed and Agent Orange. I think that's kind of a humanitarian thing. Polly, thank you for your contribution. Carly, do you have anything for the hate napkin?
I do. I'm pissed off at the garbage collectors this week.
Okay.
I really appreciate the work that they do for the most part. It's a shitty job. But and when I lived on the other side of town, everyone had a trash cart that was provided by the city. You set it out on the curb, they picked it up, they took your trash. On this side of town, because I live on the boulevard, they don't want the trash carts out there because on windy days, they blow out into traffic. So they think it's better that we just leave our trash bags on the curb. However, we're only allowed to put two trash bags a week out. So everybody gets these 55-gallon contractor bags where you can stuff three bags of trash in each one in order to do it. Well,
so what you're saying is there's no limit to the size of the bag as long as it's
just there's no limit to the size of the bag, but their weight sitting on the curb helps to keep them not blowing traffic. So, week before last, I had two bags of trash, and as I was picking up the trash, I noticed all the garbage in my yard from shit people throw out their windows. I had already tied the bags up. So I took a little, like, grocery sack, stuffed it full of all the garbage on my lawn, and tied it to the other trash bag.
Uh-oh.
So they only had to pick up two bags. Well, I was punished this week for doing it. They picked up everybody else's trash on the block and left mine sitting in front of my house. Just one bag.
Of course.
And all the neighbors noticed and they were like, why didn't they pick up your trash? And I was like, because I pissed them off last week. So my very sweet neighbor picked up my trash, threw it in the back of his truck, and disposed of it where he works, which is really funny because he works for the city. So they ended up getting my trash picked up anyway, which was great. But they don't have to be assholes about it.
My contribution to the hate napkin is going to turn into a little game, which I like to call I Hate This Fortune Cookie. So I don't know if we can get the camera to pick this thing up. I love fortune cookies. I've got some great fortune cookie stories. I think there's something to them. But they're whatever you make. I mean, they're fun. They can be really fun if they're written well. And I have to complain that I received the world's most boring and tepid, insipid fortune of all time this week. Let's see. Can we pick it up?
Well, read it to us. Just read it. Read it to us. It's a podcast, you jackass.
Imagine opening a fortune and it's written in blurry font.
Why do you think I do this? I know no one sees this. Just read it to us.
We have tens of people watching us on YouTube. I will read this out loud. Search your own heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. One more time. Search your own heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. That's so dumb. That's like something it was like they quoted the narrator at the end of a Hallmark Hall of Fame show.
It's meaningless. It's a meaningless.
They're supposed to be fun.
I remember the best fortune cookie I ever got. Yes. Opened it up, pulled out the fortune, and it said, "You are not illiterate."
Really?
That's amazing.
Amazing. That's the best.
So here's, for a long time, I carried around a fortune in my wallet. It said, "Today is your lucky day." And I always thought, you know, someday I'm going to be on a hot date and we're going to go out to an Asian restaurant and I'm going to like do a swap
out the fortune cookie.
Yeah, I'm going to swap them out and be like, what did you get today? Like, oh, well, look at it. Today is your lucky day. So I had this plan. This is, by the way, this is the same woman I talked about who cheated on me and ran off with the guy, the astronaut. But who also put a suppository in my ass during a life or death moment. Same woman. Our first date, we went to a nice Asian restaurant and I thought, oh, here's the day. I'm going to do the swapper room. So I've got to pull it out of my wallet. I'm holding the today is your lucky day fortune in my lap. And I cracked open the napkin or the cookie and it said, today is your lucky day. And I said, you're not going to believe this. She goes, what does it say? I'm like, it's not really what it says so much as what this one also says. And I pulled one out of my and I handed her two today as your lucky day fortunes. And she said, well, I guess it is.
So was it?
It certainly was. That's what fortunes are supposed to be like that. They're supposed to be fun or, you know, but this... search your own heart without diligence for no, that's just the worst hate. So what I thought we'd do in the next few minutes is come up with our own fortunes. Let's, you know, we talk about.
I got one like, for you.
All right, go ahead.
So you're sitting in your apartment alone eating Chinese, but at least it's not Valentine's Day.
That's a great fortune. I think we need to put some of these in our gift shop. Polly, how's about we have a gift shop, right? TheHateNapkin.com.
We have fortune cookies. I don't know how much longer cookie will work for us, but I've had the fortune to open her a couple times. It always cost me about $20. But that's our Asian business here in THN.
Oh, that's THN. So that's THN Hanoi.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of like Hard Rock Cafe.
I got one for you, Eric.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. Be kind to pigeons because someday a statue will be made of you.
Be kind to pigeons because someday a statue will be made
Seriously,
of you.
Seriously, why do they not hire me to write these?
I've got one. Here's one. Die, die, die. I want to see somebody's face. I want that to be a fortune. I want somebody to open it up. They look at it and just go, die, die, die.
Or, let's see. Everyone agrees that your head is too big for your body.
Oh, here's another good one. Duck.
Here's another one. You should try LSD.
Here's one. You should have told me about the bit that you guys were doing. That's just my fortune. And then I have a second one. You left me in the dark, and now I look like an asshole. I had a second one.
That's the real one.
Wait, the second part.
Or, help, I'm being held hostage in a Chinese bakery.
Yukons, for 78 episodes, you've been planning. That's even sadder that this has been planned. I thought this was just like, thought it was like bad stand-up for 78 episodes. Bad improv. But you got to have been plotting the whole time.
How are you going to get all that on one little cookie?
You're just mad because you got the one that said you'll be hungry again in an hour.
I like that. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Somebody, it was a good bit. I wish I was included in it. It was a good
somebody,
bit.
Sometimes
I was included in it.
Sometimes leaving somebody out makes you feel good. Sometimes excluding people, having them sit at the kiddie table as a grown adult, makes you feel all right. All right, so today we ate petty garbage men, war movies, and this particular fortune. Search her. Maybe it's better if I say it like a pirate. Search her own heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Nope. Still sucks.
Okay, let's read one from Polly. Don't leave me out of the gag, bitches.
Hey, you've done this to yourself by wearing that stupid black hat. Nobody wears. No, nobody wears black hats.
I'm trying to mix up it's the second episode of the night. Trying to mix it up.
Maybe I just wear this shirt every day.
Maybe I give these out to
everybody. Oh, nice! Hey, you know what? I haven't seen mine in a while.
Has it.
Of course.
I saw her wearing it.
By the way, quick little... When your teenage daughter steals all of your clothing and you go to the closet and the only thing you have left is like a pair of Hanes. That's it. I got one pair of Hanes left in my dresser. Everything else is in her room somewhere. I don't have any of my clothes anymore. I have to walk around the house. I have to go out in public. I love it. Okay. Anyways, well, folks.
Then she can't complain you're naked.
Know what to do with that. Okay, folks, thank you for joining us for season one, episode 70 of the Hate Napkin, where we hated garbage men from burnt corn, war movies, and bad fortune cookies. Join us again next week for another intrepid episode deep inside the anals of Hate.